Did you see what happened on the day?
Yeah, yeah. It's over the top from the police, basically.
Where were you at the time?
Well, originally, when he first went in his house, we sat here with a neighbour, and we spotted him run out the house and spotted the police, so I went up to the top, and where the police were arresting him, just at the crossroads, basically.
Right. And was he wearing a top when he ran out of the house?
No, he'd just gone home, like, he was the one who rang the police, because he'd been threatened. Yeah. As you do, you go in your room, you get undressed, get changed and that, so he took his top off, as you would do when you're getting changed, like.
Of course, yeah. So the police arrived at his house, do you know what time that was?
About 20 minutes before his arrest, his official arrest, it would be about 5 o'clock.
Oh, you didn't look at the time yourself?
Not precisely.
So some police arrived at the door, and the first you saw of it was...
The first I seen of it is when they ran out the house after them.
Right. And what was he? Was he screaming? Was he shouting?
Well, at first he was running. When he was hitting him with the batons and that, he was like, shouting for help and that. He was asking someone to ring the police, because I don't think he thought it was the police. Because right. you wouldn't think it was the police if they... If you rang them and basically... What you could only describe as attacking, yeah.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think it was the police, would you?
Mm-mm.
The police, what is it, protect and serve? And it comes into question, who are they protecting and who are they serving? When they got him in the flood, all of them were on top of him. Little slide digs and that sat on his head. Basically cuffed him, put him in leg restraints, but as you can imagine...
They put him in leg chains?
Leg restraints.
You know,
like
the Velcro plastic.
They look like Velcro ones. Like high visibility ones.
Right.
You, at that stage, as soon as you're cuffed, you got legs straight, you're not really going to be able to do nothing. So
no.
You don't need God knows how many police on top of you, do you?
So he runs out of the house. They're hitting him with batons as he's running.
Yeah.
They got him down on the floor. Then they cuff him.
Yeah.
And they're still hitting him while he's cuffed.
Well, they do little slide digs, you know, and the slide like little jabs and that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, some
with
people
their fists
can't
or
really
with
see.
Their, with their legs.
Legs thing. He's knelt on top of his head.
They knelt on top of his head.
Yeah. Push one of the officers was knelt on top of his head. And
where was
his face? Was against the floor.
So his face sideways pressed
against
the floor.
Yeah. Pressed against the floor.
Right. And he was shouting, screaming.
He was telling to get off him, and asking his mum to ring the police. I was the last person who actually knew Jake, who got spoke to him before he found out he died. Like, I spoke to him when he was getting arrested, just telling him, just calm down, the more you're relaxed, normally the more you're relaxed, easier do you go, but not all the time, just...
So, when he got put in the van, what did he look like?
He didn't look like he'd been ran over or anything like that, so he was able to stand, but... You could see he didn't look 100%, as you can imagine.
No, so I mean, but it wasn't enough that you think like he'd, you know, be on the verge of dying.
Well, you don't really think about it at the time, do you? You
no.
don't think, oh, he looks like he's gonna die. Most people just thought, oh, he'll be back later on. He'll be back tomorrow. And we found out he passed away. Like on the next day, I arranged a candlelit vigil, which had 300 odd people there.
300 people came?
Yeah, yeah. Which, just asked
where were they from?
From all over the town.
Right.
Yeah, it was just basically, I spoke, asked everybody to, just saying, basically, no problems, like, it's not going to help the family, because a lot of people are upset about it, especially the way it's happened. Read out a funeral prayer, and then got everyone to light the candles, and it was very peaceful and quiet. His mum said he could hear a pin drop. If you were sat in your house and you didn't know everyone was out there, you'd never have known anything was going on, unless you came to the window and seen the shared amount of people.
Yeah,
cars couldn't get past, there was that many people. Like, so it was nice, it was nice and peaceful.
Have they had the funeral yet?
No, he's still getting, he's had an autopsy, I think they're going for an independent one.
Right. And so the family hasn't seen the body?
They've seen the body, but it's not released yet.
And what did the family say about the body?
They only got to see his face, and they said it didn't look like him. Had bruises on his face, a cut on his cheek where he'd been pressed against the floor.
Yeah.
It just said it didn't look like Jake.
So it was pretty brutal in the street as it was?
Yeah, it was over the top, excessive. Basically, in my opinion, it could be two officers, one of them if he didn't want to cooperate, which from him going down to go on the flight, it shows that he was cooperating. He ran out of the house because he'd been CS gassed, and you can imagine it's a shock to you, so you're going to try and get away. Mm. But if they asked him to go down on the floor, he went to go down on the floor, cooperating, and then he just carried on hitting him with batons, so you jump back up as you, but you'd think two officers, maybe one hitting the legs, two officers can get one person down. He was a big lad, but he wasn't. If he wanted to fight him, he could have, basically, innit? But he didn't.
But he didn't hit back?
No, not once. Not a single time did he hit back. But they could have hit him once in the legs, and then two officers could have grabbed hold of him and got him on the floor. It could have been a different story at the end of the day. And then there'd be no news clues, and then you think it would just be simple arrest and that. But four officers hitting him with batons, and then another, say, six, seven officers come, and they're all on top of him and that.
When we were hitting him with batons, was it going to full strikes?
Yeah, they'd bat from the shoulder at him, so it wasn't like little taps.
Did they hit him over the head, did you see?
Not that I can remember. It happened so quickly, but not that I can remember it hit him in the head. It hit him everywhere else in the body, from the arms, the abdomen, legs. But
how many blows altogether, you think?
Well, in excess of 10.
Right.
Which, you can imagine, one or two of them, they could have hit him once or twice in the legs. As you can imagine, you get hit in the back of your legs, you start going down. Two officers could have easily arrested him, but questions the judgment of the officers, doesn't it?